You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. We're at the Mitchell Library in Glasgow as part of the Braille and Beyond Braille 200 Library Tour. Can you introduce yourself for us, please?
Hi, everybody. My name is Andrea Kuro and I work with Sight Scotland. I am a community activity assistant based in Glasgow, and I basically run a community activities across the city, and I help people get reintegrated in society or just to get people connect with one another through activities that can be peer supports, arts and crafts, or what we're doing right here, for example, Braille. It's just nice to bring people from different backgrounds, from different life experiences all together, and basically just get them to connect and meet with one another.
Now, you've got a linguistics background. What was it that attracted you to Braille?
So I've always been very fascinated with languages, but also, like, we underestimate the fact that all languages are, like, spoken. But what if we start focusing on languages that are just simply written, or like Braille, for example, they're just simple raised dots, just have a meaning behind it. So I wanted to explore this kind of world that is easily overlooked from modern technologies taking over, and the people that, you know, affected by a sight loss or visual impairment tend to just keep it aside, and that's what brought me to Braille, my organization, my devotion to languages, and the need to spread this pivotal skill.
So how important is it, do you think, for an event like this to get people together to discuss and enthuse over Braille, and perhaps for people who don't know any Braille yet, so if they want to pick it up?
I think it's all about networking, because obviously, like, there's somebody that may not have the right information, but they can link you to the right person that may have the right information, or the ideal person that might be interested in, picking up Braille, or knowing somebody who knows somebody that wants to learn Braille, and then just like creating a sort of like of a chain of people that can just be, they can just be brought together. That's the kind of importance of this kind of events, just like bring people together from different backgrounds and see how we can all link up and find a common ground at the end. So that's why I think RNIB has done an absolute brilliant job to create this, an event this big, and bring so many people from different backgrounds, different life experiences all together, and understand and how we can all cooperate and help each other in this case. Yeah,
that's what it's all about as part of these Braille 200 celebrations. But for now, thank you so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.